From the News Center, a news focus.
Pennsylvania has moved to a single starting day for trout fishing. Mike Parker of the Fish and Boat Commission discusses some history.
2008 was the first time we implemented a split opening day. We had 18 counties in the southeast. The first thing for people to understand is that the vast majority of places that we stock trout do not sustain natural populations of trout.
Parker notes in some areas of the state the environment is not conducive to trout.
A lot of these streams, they get too warm too quickly. So by June, July, August, trout cannot survive in most of the creeks that we're stocking them in. So it is a put-and-take fishery. We're putting them there, you pay for that through your permit.
Parker discusses why the state used a two-tiered opening for many years.
Geographically, the southeastern corner of the state, those creeks tend to warm up a little bit quicker than they do in the rest of the state. And that's just due to the snowpack and just natural colder temperatures at the northern tier of the state as compared to that southeast corner.
Parker talks further on the plan.
We had the split opening day in that southeastern corner where it gets a little bit warmer quicker, and then 2 weeks later we had it in the rest of the state. That was the main reason, to spread out the stocking schedule so that we could more efficiently get those fish stocked across all portions of the state, and also because the water in the southeastern corner tends to warm up earlier. By moving the entire state back to a date that seems to work for everyone and it's easy to plan around, the first Saturday in April, that actually fits the needs of everyone. So opening day of trout season can be a cold, wintry-like day, no matter where you are, or it can be a warm, spring-like day. So those type of things are going to happen.
Parker says the first day of trout fishing is a Pennsylvania tradition.
Everyone, no matter which part of the state you're in, can remember a pretty cold opening day of trout season or a really warm one. So that date seems to work out sort of right in the middle to where we need to be, and that's where the whole state is going to be opening up from here on out.
Find out more at fishandboat.com. I'm Tori Gates.